Timely Beaver number 8 for June 26, 2005. Bump it.
W-I-L-E-Y to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Really lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like hell. With the girl, short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall, with a long tail. He sometimes sees a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along asks the Beaver, where's the bomb?
Welcome to the Reformat Show, everyone. Hope you're doing well. We got Mike, Dan, and Emily here. Emily's knitting at the moment. She just picked up that hobby. If she would like to talk about it, she would.
Yeah, we're here. It's the Reformat Show, and I guess, we're reformatting.
Well, it's just like, give it, you'll see how it changes, but I think y'all still like it. It won't quite be the same show, but hey, that's why network TV gets retooled, right?
Yeah, a little reshuffling, nothing crazy, but I want to thank all our fans out there, especially you out in Australia.
Hell yeah, you Australians out there. Aye, mate, let's get another shrimp on the barbie. But we want to thank all our listeners, and we also want to thank everyone who's been participating and will continue to participate in the show. Sam, Samara, Emily,
Teresa,
Trevor, definitely, Aaron. Everyone has given such great effort and put really a great flavor and spin onto all the little skits and... Well, if you knew them, you would know what they really added. You could tell what vulgarities were theirs, or whose was what humor. So be it. Oh, and we have one other person, Carrie.
Oh, yeah.
And my buddy Dave in California, who called in that one day as well. So, Mike, you have some shit to bitch about. And you have to give us an update on your bus mural.
Oh, bus mural. I'll bitch about stuff in a minute. But I primed it. I told you about that a couple shows ago. But then I finally started throwing some paint on there. And I got it moved to this park right by where the artist lives. And we threw some paint on there. I got more paint. So it's looking pretty cool. But no longer. It doesn't look like it. It will never look the same anymore. The inside is now blue. As we speak.
Blue. Baby.
It's
blue.
Got that baby black, baby blue suede shoe, sky blue going on right now. And it's a work in progress. I think another month, it'll be to an acceptable level.
Sweet. That's awesome. So what do we have to bitch about here? Besides Dan not wanting to talk. Dan's sitting here the first time. He was one of the... creators of the intro song that everyone has come to know who listens to the show, and he's sitting here with guitar in hand and he's not saying anything.
Just wait
one more
Dan,
time.
what's Dan gonna talk about today? He's doing some Spanish guitar stuff here.
We'll let Dan rip out a song. I can't believe I just said rip out a song. No tooting. No farting your song.
we're gonna call Dan the Spaniard now or something. Anyway, but yeah, this is a reformat show. I'm gonna bitch about my this capitalism home. I'm sure the owner will listen to this and hear it. But damn fleas at home are annoying me. So found a couple fleas on my leg the other day and I wasn't very happy.
Yeah, it's time to get some of that rage shit in there and bomb your house and maybe kill a cat, too, but it's misery.
Oh, we can't do that. I feel bad.
Oh, but I did hear that we were listened to... we were listened to at a coffee shop in California, though, by one listener who called and left a voice message, and he said, "Oh yeah, man, I was surfing the web and cruisingsingingfish.com or something," and he typed in, he thought he'd see if he could get any like soundtracks to porn or something, and he typed in Beaver, and Tiny Beaver came up, so he took a listen, and he heard the show with he heard the Amadon show, which was last week, so it could have, it had to be very recently. But yeah, he wrote us and just thought it was pretty damn funny, and he totally dug Amadon.
That's sweet. Amadon's a great band, and they put us on their website, and I went and checked it out. And they're pretty stoked about it. And, I'm going to see them again here pretty soon.
Yeah, it'll be a real blast. So, looking forward to that. And anyways, we're about 4.5 minutes into this. Should we just get going?
Yeah, let's
now just, that Dan's playing, Dan the Spaniard's playing guitar in the background.
He's ready to rock and roll.
Alright, so let's bump it, people.
Hey, all you minor age school kids out there, welcome to another edition of Rock Idol with Vince Lee. All right! How many of you out there have seen the new reality show, Rockstar in Excess? Oh my god, those people cannot sing, perform, and those hotties should be in my bed. Oh man, what can I say? They surely should have taken some lessons from this rock star, Vince Lee. All right, let's begin. Today I'm going to teach all of you out there how not to be like Tommy Lee and go back to college, but instead how to bring the house down. Besides your props, like those oversized devils and blow-up dolls, and this also includes stage performers who blow flames, me, and the dancing strippers, you'll need to take some action to get the proper satisfaction. Now, I'm not talking about the action before the show on the bus. Oh no, this is pure rock at its best, my feathered haired friends. So let's get started with the best rock star trick in the book, ninja kicks off the drum set. All right! To properly do ninja kicks off the drum set, you'll need to warm up with a cutie before you go on stage. Not one of those hags who's a medical disease encyclopedia, oh no, but rather a cutie groupie who wants to bag your bones. You know the one I'm talking about, who follows you from show to show trying to get your autograph when you get off the tour bus. Now that's the hottie I'm talking about, because you can't rock after your cock's falling off. After your warm-up session on the tour bus, you should go visit the set during the sound check instead of boozing it up down the street at the bar. At the sound check, you should practice a few jumps off the drum set just to measure distance, wind resistance, and ball hangage. Now, if all three of these measure out properly, you are ready to rock the stage during your show with a few flying ninja kicks from the drum set and bag a couple honeys afterwards. All right! This has been another edition of Rock Idol with Vince Lee!
You're on speakerphone, and now we're recording.
Hi, everybody! Hi, Beaver fans!
Hey, Beaver!
Yeah, Sam just called on the phone, and guess what? Well, what's up, Sam?
Hey! Well, I was just calling to tell you my good news. I finally decided what I want to be when I grow up.
What is that?
I want to be a real estate appraiser.
A real estate appraiser. Well, that's pretty cool.
Into it. Yeah, I know what I gotta get, what I gotta do. Yep.
Sam.
So why the sudden change of heart?
It's perfect. Median salary is, like $52,000-$53,000 a year in Oregon. And, it's got everything I want in a job. So it doesn't have the wacky hours like real estate. So that's why I've been, like, shying away from getting my real estate license. I don't want to work weekends and nights.
So what do you have to do to get that?
I have to work in as an apprentice. And they pay pretty good while you're an apprentice. And I actually qualify for it now, but I'm going to finish my degree. But they have a job up in Tillamook that I want, and I'm like, damn. But even like the apprenticeships are to anywhere from $2,200 to $2,800 a month, so...
Now, you can't move to Tillamook, though, because that's not a very fun place.
actual job, the job I want is there. But there are other cool jobs elsewhere, so.
I'm pretty sure there's plenty of real estate appraisers in the Portland area.
Yeah, nice. So, will you guys think any less of me if I start waiting tables at Daryl's?
For those of you guys who don't know what Daryl's is the hole-in-the-wall restaurant. Awesome food, mom and pop. People have been working there for 80 years. You know, it's like you have to sign a waiver to eat at that restaurant. Like, if you have a heart condition, don't go to it.
Christina's ex-husband works there, and he put in a good word for me, so.
Okay.
But, yeah, I might be waiting tables part-time at Daryl's.
Yeah, you got to make some money somehow.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a few other things in mind, too, but I don't feel like sitting behind a desk.
Yeah, right on. Well, that was Sam's phone call. She wants to be a real estate appraiser. Our next song here called Everyone Jams, and it was inspired by my bass lessons. I do the bass, and...
Well, I guess in this version, I'm going to be mostly doing synthesizer and drum programming. But we have Dan over here, who overstepped me in rules and rank, playing guitar, as you well know, I'm sure, this episode. We finally got him here, the man from the bedroom plan. He is called Dan the Man.
Yep, thank you. That's me on the guitar, and we're going to get back to Mike here. He's got some important information for us.
Well, so you all guys know, Dan also did the guitar on the on our favorite theme song. Here we go. Everyone jams. Rock out. We'll be right back.
found on Craigslist. Bald dudes. Will you just stop it and grow some fucking hair? Can we just drop that whole I'm gonna shave my head and look like a real mean ass shit kicker costume? It's just like earrings on guys. It used to be done to piss off the squares. Well, now the squares are wearing earrings too, so it loses the effect, for fuck's sake. And there are a lot of you who just don't have the skull for the bald look. If you're going bald, we'll let you slide. But if you have the ability to grow hair, grow the fucking hair. And black and African Americans do just happen to look cool bald, so let's not bother them. Don't give me that, it's faster than washing my hair, or it's not as hot, bullshit. And you know it. We're in such a hurry in this culture that we have to live on goddamn acronyms anyway, so don't buy into that bullshit. It's not that hot here. So unless you're some skinhead Nazi criminal fuck, grow your hair and stop looking stupid. Once again, this is Things Found on Craigslist.
Straight to you live from Brazil. It's Reese Sueño.
How you all doing out there?
I love this town of Springfield. I mean, Portland. Where are we tonight? El Dano? Oh. Let's get this underway. I met a girl the other day who had hairy, the hairiest bits in every way. She gave me directions to the bar and I said, hey girl, you wanna come along? And she never knew what I did when I was slipping my tongue in her ear. Yes, her ear. We made love on the beach. We did it backwards to the beat. You watch the waves roll, the thrusting of my hips. Bend your leg backwards, baby. I'm gonna hit this. So we got up. The moon was there, lighting everything, even my naked derriere. Watch out for that girl. She's a man and she's on the prowl. So I give you men just one warning. Look out for the bulge in the panties. It is huge, sometimes small, depending if the man is adequate at all. Watch out when you're in Brazil.
Okay, this next song comes to you by our very own Ted. Ted does awesome recordings all on his own. And then under the Neutron Dawn label, and this is Opium and Oxygen.
Your breath
God, it's been so good having you here again. You know, you had to evade the cops, stop getting shot at, and now I guess it's time for you to go. I don't know what you're doing. I mean, where are you going? I'm dropping you off at the train station here. And... Well, God, I'm going to miss you so much, but I hope you have a good time. And I know you're going to do, God, you're going to do great things out there. It's going to be a sad day for me, but, you know, you're going to do well. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Good luck, and I wish you,
it's going to be great. It's awesome.
All right, Willie, farewell.
As Willie leaves the arms of Mike, he boards the train. No destination known yet, but Willie wants to go. He wants to find his adventure where he can. He gets on board the boxcar. He gets up and he goes, I'm going to find you, America. And tosses his hat into the air. The train starts up. All aboard. Clack, clack. Willie gets him back in the boxcar. Slowly slides the door halfway closed. Starts walking over to the back corner when all of a sudden...
What's that noise over there? Oh, who are you? You seem like a little furry creature. I haven't spoken beaver in a while. I'm a little rusty. But it seems like you have to leave town. What, you got in some girl trouble or something?
Willie, at this point, realizes that he needs to come clean with his emotional feeling and tells this hobo that he just met about his past that he's been hiding from.
Wow. Now, son, that is quite a story. I've heard some good stories in my day, but Jesus. I mean, you eluded the wolf, you stole the girl, gun battles. Man, and then I don't understand that last one about the Cave of Lost Inhibitions, though, but it's some kind of, maybe it's like a San Francisco type of interspecies something. I don't know about that one. Yeah, that's great stuff, man. Well, where are you off to? Well, you can come along with me. I'm off to Pennsylvania. Here, they got some good chocolate and good beer over there. I'm going to head over there and drink some.
Willie contemplates nice sugar and chocolate ladies, but he decides that he needs to rest and think to himself about some things that have been happened to him. Someday, he does want that beaver village. And those dams, powered by solar rays.
Well, I think we're going to have a nice journey here. I don't know if you meet that many people that speak beaver, but I grew up in the backwoods of Alabama, and they just happen to have a couple of them there. Well, cool. What's your name again? Willie? That's it? Oh, cool, man. This is going to be a fun journey.
All of a sudden, the train roars into its station. Everyone can hear the bags of corn rattle around in the carts. And as Willie's friend gets up, shakes a gesturally nod, he says,
Well, it's time for me to go. Willie, I wish you well.
As Willie's friend hops off the train, Willie realizes he's got to find some things out. Go discover his future. And you know... that Willie's a keen dude. I know we'll see him again.
All aboard.
And Willie stands up, waddles his rattly tail, and waves to the hobo and says,
Man, that Willie. God, you're going to have an awesome time. I hope you head out to Florida and meet some hot, hot people.
Stop playing the guitar anymore.
Sit down.
For 5 minutes.
Stop playing the guitar. Sit down.
You know, how appropriate. She's going away.
Come over here. Get a little closer. Don't worry, I won't bite.
The fleas will, though.
The fleas will, though. Oh, well, hey, thanks, everyone, for listening to Timely Beaver. We glad you stuck around through Vince Lee, Willie's boxcar ride, the Meg's List.
The crazy hobo.
Crazy fucking hobo, man. Well, not really that crazy.
No, I was
very somber hobo, but...
It was kind of a song, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, musical performances by all of us here. Where I hope you enjoy them. It's not over yet.
We're gonna have more stuff coming here.
Yeah, just stay tuned. Keep subscribing to the feed. You'll still get Timely Beav in all of its action and glory. So just wait till you see what you start getting.
So, who are you from Australia? Because we know you're listening. We'd like to hear from you.
Well, we know Australia, Japan, China, Taiwan, Ukraine. We know there's a few Ukrainians out there. Well, thank you for listening. There's a lot of people from the United States. You know, I'm surprised we haven't heard. We've heard from people, one person in the United States, Peter, I believe. And, yeah. You know, we're waiting for our drunk dials from Australia still. And we're still waiting for people to give us feedback about the show. And, you know, give it to us. That's why we're soliciting it. And vote for us because you think we suck. Because we're rounding out the top of the 200s here, and we want to get a little further down before the end of the month. Or vote for us next month. Whatever you feel is appropriate.
Audio feedback would be nice, but any kind. We'd love
audio 206-222-BEAV. Remember to drunk dial when you get the urge.
Yep, when you're at the bar, you're listening to that band, just click send on your cell phone, and bam, we got some music.
And Dan, you can even get ringtones via Dan. What kind of ringtones are you giving out these days, Dan?
I hear Dan's got this kind of like Italian wedding ringtone coming out. You know, maybe we have to do my Mission Impossible cover. I think I'm gonna post that one next week.
All right, well that's awesome. I can't wait.
That one.
All right, well yeah, I'll keep listening and thanks for subscribing.
Bump it.
This is Dan and the Engineer. Second song on our first album. The album is